Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. You're here again today with Dr. Peter Williamson. We've been making our way through Paul's amazing letter to the Galatians, and it's just been a delight to work through this. Welcome back, Peter.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
It's great to have you here, Dr. Williamson, have a biblical scholar to reflect on these things. It's really wonderful. Glad you're here. Friends, if you didn't have a chance to tune into the program Monday through Wednesday here, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You will be glad you did. You can download, listen to it whenever it's convenient for you. The simplest way to do it is just get our app, get the Renewal Ministries app. You can listen to it anytime, anywhere. This is really life-changing stuff, and I think we've been touching on some points that matter for our lives right now, today, where we're living. So we're going to jump into chapter 4 today. And so, Peter, why don't you take it away?
Sure. One of the questions that naturally arises for people, because Paul's been talking to the Galatian Christians about how the Gentile Christians are not obliged to keep the Jewish law, which some people were telling them they need to do. And so Paul points out that a right relationship with God, justification, righteousness, comes through faith, a relationship of friendship with God, of trust in God, of surrender to God. And so it raises the question, what's the purpose of the law anyway? Was the law bad? And Paul basically saying, no, the law is really good, but it had a temporary purpose. It served a certain time in salvation history, the time of Israel. And it was meant to kind of keep people on the right path, to show them God's will, but it wasn't God's ultimate purpose. God's ultimate purpose was to save the whole human race, not just the people of Israel, and to do it through a different way. So I want to point to this verse, chapter 4, let's say starting with verse 3. He says, "So with us, when we were children, we were slaves to the elemental spirits of the universe." He means the law there. Or for Gentiles, it may have been slaves to the, you know, false gods of idolatry. He says, "But when the time had fully come." So Paul is saying that there's a change in the ages. There's a fullness of time that happened. "When the time had fully come," the moment of God's choosing, "God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons." So he's speaking about the incarnation. The incarnation of Christ began a new age, a new phase of human history, and where God came into the world, born as a human being. And the purpose was to redeem, rescue, ransom from slavery the whole human race, ransom the Jews from the obligation of the law of Moses, and to bring them into adulthood. Instead of having the law as their custodian, as their guardian, as their babysitter, now he's inviting the whole human race into a mature relationship with God as sons and daughters, as being adopted. And then it says, "And because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So through God, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir." So in other words, God, the Father, sent his Son and sent his Spirit. And through the two of them, the Spirit of Jesus comes to live in us. We have been united to Christ through faith and baptism. Christ lives in us, and we now have, we share in Jesus' relationship with the Father. And that's how come we're sons and daughters of God. We're sons in the Son. Mm-hmm. Through our relationship with Christ, we are brought into a new kind of intimacy, a family relationship with God. And this is like a new possibility for the human race that wasn't there before the coming of Christ. But it is available to us now, a kind of intimacy, a kind of closeness, a kind of access with God that would otherwise impossible.
Paul also touches on this in Romans chapter 8, doesn't he?
Exactly. So there's a big direct comparison between here and Romans 8.
Yeah, and where he says, you know, the Holy Spirit in us speaks to our spirit and gives us like the grace to have conviction of the reality of what's been accomplished in us, that we actually are children of God.
Right.
And so then he says, you're sons or daughters, but you're also heirs.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Well, heirs means that we share in what belongs to the Son. And we also share in what was promised to Abraham. So as being heirs with Christ, it means we share in his rule. We share in his eternal life. We share in his special intimacy with the Father. Mm-hmm. We share in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
So we're kind of linked to Jesus. We're co-heirs. We're described by Paul in Romans. So we share in the benefits that are Christ's. This is another way we sometimes speak about this as being drawn into the Trinitarian communion. Because we're in Christ, we're united to God the Father, we're united to the Trinity, we're brought into God in an entirely new way that was unimaginable to the human race before this.
As you're speaking, the words of St. Peter kind of ringing in my heart and mind is, we become partakers of the divine nature.
Yeah.
That's the inheritance, because the Son, who's taken on human flesh and so totally identified with us,
yeah,
has won the victory over the powers of sin and death and disarmed the principalities and powers and returned to the Father in his ascension, and he took with him human
right.
flesh.
Right.
He's the second Adam, into the presence of God, and
right.
it's now clothed in glory,
yeah,
and the glory of God in the person of Jesus.
Right.
And he's united himself to us through the Holy
right.
Spirit, so his inheritance becomes our destiny, and we're all going in that direction. That's what he wants to give to us,
exactly,
if we're willing to follow him on
exactly.
his terms.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's so beautiful.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for that
Amen.
Amazing,
Amen.
Beautiful gift.
And you know, it makes a difference for even our identity now. I mean,
yeah.
I remember the time I came to the realization of the truth about this, that I'm a son of God. It was life-changing for me. I was in my early 20s, and I heard somebody teach all the texts
yeah.
that speak about our being sons and daughters of God. And it finally kind of got through my head all of a sudden, like, I'm like a son of the King of
yeah.
the universe.
Yeah.
I'm a son of God. And I don't have to look down at myself. I don't have to be ashamed of my weaknesses. I don't have to be.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have to live at that level. I'm a son of God. Okay, I'm a human being. I'm imperfect, but I belong to kind of like the highest status in the universe. I'm a child of God.
Yeah, that's the source of all, the only source of genuine human identity.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to fulfill. That's going to
yeah.
fill the longings of the human heart. So I'm so glad you said that, because I was thinking, friends, if you're today driving to work or just getting up or whatever you're doing, and you know you're already feeling discouraged or condemned, you're condemning yourself, beating yourself up, or things just aren't working out the way
yeah.
you want, don't let the devil draw you into that narrative.
Yeah.
Say yes to the superior story that Jesus is bringing to you in his word about who you actually
yeah.
are and where you're going. He wants you to know where you're from, who you are, and where you're going.
Amen.
And this is true. This is not just you know, pie in the sky stuff. This is the fundamental reality of what Jesus has accomplished for you and the infinite value of your life, because God values you. The infinite one
yeah.
values you so much that he sent his son for you to give you an opportunity to share in all of this reality.
Yeah.
You know?
And we receive this by faith. It's not that we
yeah.
can see it. We look
yeah.
like everybody else.
Yeah.
But the reality is there's a hidden truth about us. And in Romans 8, it says, all creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. There's a
yep.
there's a hidden truth about you and me.
That's good.
That we are sons and daughters of God. And someday the veil's going to be lifted off, and creation is going to rejoice
yeah.
because it's going to see us in the glory that belongs to the sons of God.
Yeah. And so Paul then takes up in chapter 5, Peter, this theme of Christian freedom. So
yeah.
because we're children of God, because the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us now, we have a capacity, a new power to live a new way of life, to start moving in that direction. So Paul begins here in the RSV, chapter 5, verse 1, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery.
Right. So he's specifically saying to the Galatian Christians, don't submit to the law of Moses and to circumcision and so on, because that's the old way. You know, that's the previous age. That was temporary. Don't become slaves again. Live in the freedom that Christ gives, which is a relationship with God that's based on faith, faith in his forgiveness, faith in the efficacy of the death and resurrection of Jesus to forgive your sins and make you a new person.
You know, there's just a little comment here, Peter,
yeah.
reminds me that, friends, this is one of the reasons why even Jewish people,
yeah.
and my lovely wife, Debbie, was born and raised Jewish,
yeah.
that Jewish people need to come and receive their Messiah.
Yeah.
because the law doesn't do for them what they might think it's going to do for them, right?
Yeah.
And so, because what they need is all that we've been talking about this week, that their Messiah has come to give them the promise of Abraham,
right,
which is the Holy Spirit given on the day of Pentecost for the sake of their salvation. It's not like, well, it could be a good thing if the Jews want it, but if they don't, they don't really need it because they have the law. I mean, that's a deep confusion, isn't it?
It is absolutely a deep confusion because God's purpose, you know, the law, we're told here in Galatians, had a temporary purpose, and it was to lead us to Christ. It was to lead us into sonship. It was while we were still children that God had the law as a babysitter. It was a good thing. It teaches us God's mind, but it also shows us our own sinfulness, our own weakness, our own inability to do that. And the goal is to bring us into another kind of relationship with God, that of true sonship. So Paul speaks about that kind of freedom, but then he says in verse 13, "You were called to freedom, brethren, only don't let your freedom be an opportunity for the flesh, but through love be servants of one another." So in other words, this justification we have doesn't mean just like go do whatever you want, indulge the flesh. No, it's saying live as a son of God, live in love, keep the commandments of Christ, the teachings of Christ. And as I think we're going to address tomorrow, it's about following the Spirit of Christ, letting the Spirit of Christ shape our lives.
Yeah, a related passage, Peter, is a little earlier there in verse 5 and 6. "For through the Spirit, by faith, we wait for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is of any avail, but it's faith working through love."
Perfect. That's a tremendously important verse. So it's faith that puts us in a relationship with God, but then that faith, that relationship with God and Christ and the Holy Spirit, issues forth in love. And if it doesn't, then we're not really in Christ. So here's where we get to the faith and works part.
Yeah.
Faith needs to issue in works, and the fundamental work is love. Love toward God, love toward neighbor. So it's faith working through love is what this is all about.
Yeah. We access, I mean, the Catholic position is we access salvation through faith by accepting the gift.
Yeah.
It's not something I can produce, and my works don't make it happen. I stand in total need of a free gift.
Right?
By what does Paul say in Ephesians? By
grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
So we understand it's a gift, and it's the gift of the new life. In baptism, we get crucified, and our sin nature gets put to death. We get the new life in Jesus, and then that new life is leading us somewhere to live the life of Jesus, which is to live the life of love.
Yes, it empowers us, this gift. So justification is not like I thought back when I was a Protestant, that it's just the forgiveness of sins or just being acquitted or acting a legal fiction as though I were righteous.
Yeah.
No, it's instead a transformation. It's a gift of God that enables us to be a different kind of person, to be people characterized by love. When I was baptized in the Spirit back in, you know, a long time ago, the first thing I noticed about the change after they prayed with me to be filled with the Spirit was love. I started feeling I could relate to girls differently with charity rather than lust, you know, I mean, with a different kind of thing. And I all of a sudden understood what love was.
Well, that's such a good way to end the program. I know you didn't intend to do it, because tomorrow we're going to talk about the works of the flesh and the fruits of the Holy Spirit and the new life that we can enter into. Friends, the Lord has so much for us, and it is for everyone. Every human being is meant to come into this. And the Lord wants you to open your heart to receive it so you can walk more fully in it. Hope you can join us tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.